This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. A U.S. congresswoman says she will no longer visit Israel, even though the country said she could go on humanitarian grounds to visit her elderly grandmother. Representative Rashida Tlaib, along with Representative Ilhan Omar, were barred from visiting the country for promoting boycotts of Israel. In a reversal of Thursday's decision, Israel announced Friday Tlaib could still visit her grandmother. Tlaib then wrote on Twitter Friday morning she is being silenced and treated as a criminal. She said she will not visit Israel under what she called oppressive conditions. Congresswoman Tlaib's uncle, Bassam Tlaib, says his family rejects a visit under Israeli restrictions. Tlaib and Omar were set to visit Israel and several cities in the West Bank. Hundreds of people took to the streets in Srinagar in Kashmir on Friday. They were protesting against Indian rule and the move to revoke special status for the Indian-administered region. Protesters march after Friday prayers, chanting slogans for freedom from Indian rule and holding banners. The Indian-controlled portion of Kashmir has been under heavy security and communication lockdown since August 5th. That's when Narendra Modi's government decided to revoke privileges of Jammu and Kashmir. The government has called it a move to integrate the disputed region into the mainland. Indian government officials said Friday restrictions imposed on the region will be lifted gradually. Gibraltar turned back U.S. objections on Thursday and released the Iranian supertanker Grace One from detention. More on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Reuters reports President Trump was to meet U.S. top advisors Friday about negotiations with the Taliban. A senior administration official says they will discuss the potential for a political settlement that could prompt a withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. President Trump, who is on a working vacation, was to receive an afternoon briefing from U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other advisors to get updated on the talks, which have been handled by Special Representative Zalmay Khalilzad. Hong Kong police Friday said the use of tear gas and tougher measures in recent weeks was due to the level of violence from demonstrators. Police added they were confident in their capability to maintain law and order. Here's the police commander of Kowloon City District.
We are confident that we have the capability to maintain law and order in Hong Kong. In general, from my personal contact with my frontline troops, they are motivated, we still maintain very high morale, and we love our place, and we want to contribute.
The protest began as opposition to a now suspended bill that would have allowed suspects to be extradited to mainland China. They have since swelled into wire calls for democracy in the city, which is a special administrative region of China. The police news conference comes a day after protest organizers held their own briefing, denouncing recent police tactics and treatment of demonstrators. Meanwhile, dozens of Chinese security personnel and army trucks are parked near a stadium Friday, close to a bridge linking mainland China to Hong Kong. Some see the military's presence as a threat from Beijing to use increased force against the protest. A German government spokesman says Chancellor Angela Merkel is likely to meet British Prime Minister Boris Johnson soon to discuss Brexit and other bilateral issues. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Asked about reports of a possible meeting, Stefan Seibert told reporters that indeed a meeting is planned in the very near future. Seibert said it makes sense to discuss Brexit, the issue that has dominated Britain's relationship with other European Union countries in recent years. Johnson wants to renegotiate the agreement his predecessor Theresa May reached with negotiators from the remaining 27 EU countries. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Congolese officials have confirmed at least two Ebola cases in South Kivu province for the first time. The year-long Ebola outbreak in Congo has killed more than 1,800 people. Treating Ebola has been a challenge for Congolese authorities because of ongoing civil strife. More stories on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA1.